As part of the Affordable Care Act, six organizations received a combined $1 million last month to help Wisconsin residents understand the new federal marketplace. But the reach of these so-called navigators is limited in the state. Some groups are focused on the elderly and minorities. Other organizations are stretched thin and will mostly be providing education, not actually signing people up. Greg Skemp is the director of sales and marketing for Gunderson Health Plan, based in La Crosse. He says Southwest Wisconsin doesn't have a navigator.
Those navigators, because the program was and the grants were given so late in the game, they're going to go where the population is. And in our state, the population is not in the Southwest, you know, the greater La Crosse area. It's in the Southeast, the Madison area, Fox Valley, that kind of thing.
That's why hospitals like Gunderson and other organizations are using their own money to train people to become certified counselors to help people through the process. The state of Wisconsin and private insurance brokers are doing the same. J.P. Wyski is the spokesman for the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance, which oversees the industry. He says people living in regions without navigators can still get help when the marketplace opens on October 1st.
We think that we're hopeful that there'll be enough boots on the ground for people to get help, for people to understand what's going on.
Wyski says if the state only relied on federally trained navigators, there would not be enough resources to help everyone who needs it. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.